Hello, I'm Tom Moan, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KORU-FM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moan for June 28th, 2019.
Well, once again, good morning, fellow pilgrims. It's a delight to be going through these chapters in the Gospel of John with you, and I am reading so much of the Scripture, the reason being that I'm asking the Holy Spirit to enable us to hear these words that are not just written and read, but have been inbreathed with the Holy Spirit. Remember back in 14, we were reading, and Jesus said, well, do you believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? Do you believe me that greater works than I have done you will do because I go to the Father? We know retrospectively that some of those greater works is we're going to take it to the whole world, from Jerusalem to the ends of the world, when the Holy Spirit comes and we begin to take the gospel around the world. There's that, and it's so important for us to realize that Jesus is preparing us for something that is so important. And I want to rehearse it again, and I ask you for your patience. But do you remember when Jesus came to John the Baptist, and he said, John, I want you to baptize me. And John says, wait just a minute. I baptize you? Why, you're the one who's going to come and baptize with the Holy Spirit in fire. And Jesus said, let it be so. Fulfill the Scripture right now. And so John says, okay, and he baptizes Jesus, and the Holy Spirit comes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and a voice from heaven says, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now the Holy Spirit comes as a dove to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that dove is a representative of sinlessness. When the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost on the disciples, he comes as fire. Because there's an old nature, a sin nature in us that we carry around in these mortal bodies until we get rid of these mortal bodies and have a brand new, eternal, sinless body. But until then, we have these old bodies that hang around and accuse us and condemn us. But we have the resurrection life of Jesus. So he's talking about, he's preparing them to receive in these chapters, 13, 14, beginning, you remember in 13 with the washing of the feet. In 14, he says, I'm going to go before you and I'm going to find a place for you and I want you to believe and trust me. In 15, he's talked about being the vine and we're the branch and how much he loves us and that he's chosen us. I love to say it this way, that he chose us before the beginning began. But he's also saying to us, when the Helper comes at the final verses of 15, whom I'll send to you from the Father, the Spirit of the truth, who's proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning. Then in 16:1 he says, these things I've spoken to you, that you may be kept from stumbling. They will make you outcast from the synagogue. But an hour is coming that everyone who kills you to think that he's offering service to God. And these things they will do because they have not known the Father or me. But these things I've spoken to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Do you get that again? He was there physically. He's going to be there again, but in a totally different form. And of course, right now, they don't get that. And I'm just inviting the Holy Spirit to make us realize that we are now post, Pentecost. We're on the other year, end of years and centuries of the church. But we nonetheless need this same provision that he's talking to his disciples about. He says, I am in the Father, the Father's in me, you're in me, and we are in the Father. And you can live by the same Spirit that filled me. Do you remember in the 5th chapter of John, I repeated on several occasions, Jesus says in essence this, I only go where Father tells me to go. I only do what Father tells me to do. I only say what the Father tells me to say. And in another place when they called him good teacher, remember? We tried to emphasize that. He said, don't call me good. No one's good but God. And if anyone had the right to claim goodness, it would have been the Lord Jesus Christ, sinless perfection. Yet he did not live out of his deity, out of his sinless perfectionism. He lived out of the Spirit that fell upon him when John the Baptist baptized him. And that same Spirit is to be in you and I, and it will be able to perform the same things it did in him. And that's why he said back in 14, and I'm repeating it now for the what? Nth time, greater things than I've done, you'll do, because the Holy Spirit will pour it out on the community of believers. The Holy Spirit will pour out the Spirit all around the world. Everyone can have access to God who will come through the power of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to go back now to the 16th chapter, and I'm wanting to underscore again the emphasis of Jesus in all of this is, I'm going away, but I'm going to come back in a different form. So I'm going to pick it up now again in verse 5, John 16. But now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I've said things to you, these things, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. Do you hear it again? Just as the Lord Jesus only lived out of the life of the Father, the same is true of the Spirit who comes. Let me read this verse again. Whatever the Spirit, remember this one, the Spirit, whatever he hears, he'll speak. He'll disclose to you what is to come. He's got lots of things to teach you, but there's so many things you can't bear right now. We all know that. When we were born again from above by the Spirit of God, and we just receive that joy and that new life, we also become aware, boy, oh boy, have we got a lot to learn. But there's a teacher, a helper, a standby, a counselor, a comforter, all the other things I keep remembering, a helper, to come and help us grow. This is a process called sanctification. The word sanctification means only one thing, set aside to be made holy. That is such a magnificent thing. It is so powerful that in the, again, the Epistle of John, 1 John, that third chapter of 1 John, he says something that absolutely stuns me every time I read it. Let me read it just quickly to you. 1 John chapter 3, he says in verse 2, behold, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. And I want to say, no, wait a minute, does that mean what it says? Yes. Not only is he our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Deliverer, he is the firstborn of the brand new family of God. He is our elder brother also. And it's so important for us to realize that one day we're going to be like him. Not only will we want to kiss his feet and say, oh, how much we are grateful, but we'll be able to look at him and say, Brother Jesus, Brother Jesus. So there's so much that the Holy Spirit wants us to learn. And he says again in verse 12, of John 16, he says, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. I think as we begin to grow in the Lord, we become more and more humble. Remember the first beatitude? Remember what Jesus taught us in the Gospel of Matthew when he began to preach to us the kingdom of God? He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Present tense. In other words, when you're humble enough to know you need teaching, you need revelation, you need the resurrection life of Almighty God. That's what he's talking about here. But you don't know how much you need. But when that Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all truth. Because he's not speaking of his own initiative, but whatever he hears. You remember, going back to John 5 again, Jesus didn't speak of his own initiative. He said, everything I hear from the Father. The same principle applies to the Holy Spirit. Everything the Holy Spirit hears from the Father, he speaks. He doesn't speak on his own initiative. He speaks on the impetus that comes from the Father. And he'll glorify Jesus, and he'll take of mine and disclose it to you. Now, let's pick it up in verse 16 of John 16. A little while and you will no longer behold me, and again a little while and you will see me. Well, some of the disciples therefore said to one another, what is this thing he's telling us? A little while and you will behold me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I go to the Father. And they were saying, what is this that he says, a little while? We don't know what he's talking about. Well, Jesus knew what they'd wished to question him, and he said, are you deliberating together about this that I said? A little while, and you will not behold me. And again a little while, and you will see me. Truly I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. Whenever a woman is in travail, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she remembers the anguish no more, for joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you. I'm sure that if we were the disciples sitting there listening to the Lord Jesus, we too would be shaking our heads and saying, we love you, we've walked with you, we've talked with you, you've given us so much, you've granted us revelation. Now you're saying you're going away, and then you're coming back. Then you say it's a little while, then we say we're going to be grieving. We don't get it. Jesus knows they don't get it, but he is, again, speaking to them out of everything the Father reveals to him. And the Father is revealing through Jesus to his disciples that they need someone who can abide and live within them as the Spirit abode and lived within Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, that they too are going to have the Spirit of God living in them, who is able to do everything that he did in Jesus. Oh, what great, great gifts is this Holy Spirit of God. So I pray as we continue and finish the 16th chapter in our next podcast and perhaps get into the final prayer of Jesus, that in these past podcasts, several of them, but I've talked again and again about the coming of the Holy Spirit, that we'll allow the Spirit, we'll take our time, we'll read and hear slowly and say, Lord Jesus, breathe on these words because they are huge, they are great, they are filled with grace of Almighty God in every one of our situations. Our situation can look bleak and difficult right now. Jesus has an answer to it, some way, somehow. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us to overflowing with the resurrection life of Almighty God in Jesus. Amen and amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at moanministriesbookstore.com. Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.